This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What it do? Boom.
Have you been looking for a new addition to your fitness routine lately?
Yes, and I have found one.
Really? Did you know that at-home boxing is one of the safest and most effective forms of exercise? Allow me to introduce you to Fight Camp. It's an interactive at-home boxing. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teach you proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp also has live punch counting stats that motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knock out achievements or go head-to-head against other members from across the country across the living room. Joe, have you done this product before?
Yeah, I actually started it last week, man.
Bro, what's it like?
It's really, you know, you don't have to leave the house or go to the gym, so there's no excuse not to exercise. It's right in front of you. The lessons are extensive, they're detailed, and that's good if you don't have any boxing training at all, which I don't. And the bag, it's not that cumbersome. You can stand it up wherever you want. You can put it to the side when you're not using it. And, I mean, between that, using the lessons and competing against whoever you want, friends, family, or just strangers around the world, it gives it an interactive part to it. It makes it a lot of fun, man. But I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, one of the best things about Fight Camp is it makes boxing accessible to everyone. No matter what fitness level you're at, what your age is, what your experience with boxing is, you can do it. I know a lot of people out there, you know, probably haven't been to fight in their life, and Fight Camp can teach you, like, if you get bullied or get picked on, you know, you know at least you know how to punch somebody in the face, and you're going to have a great time. So how do you think you would rank on the Fight Camp leaderboard, Joe? Would you be in first place, you think?
Oh, I'm working my way up to the top 10 worldwide. There's no doubt about that.
No, good grief. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start just $99. Even off some great financing options, you can start as low as $9 a month. It's so cheap. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's FIGHTCAMP.com/KONNAN.
I've been in really bad condition because I haven't been training. And I used to train. I've been training since I was a little kid. And everything that we sell on this show, we use ourselves. And the fight camp has been incredible because, as Joe mentioned, because Joe's the one that told me about it. As Joe mentioned, you know, you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to change. You don't have to park anywhere. You don't have to pay gym memberships. And plus, like, I used to box in the service. And so I have a punching bag in my garage. And when you hit it, it swings back and forth. And, you know, somebody's got to hold it for you to really, you know, punch it. And this, nobody has to hold it. It doesn't swing back and forth. You don't got to hook it from the top of the roof. It just stands on the floor. And you can go out there. And they have little video sessions. So if you only got 15 minutes, you can do a 15-minute workout. And it works every single, you know, muscle in your body. I highly recommend it.
Go to fightcamp.com/Konnan to learn more. That's FIGHTCAMP.com/KONNAN.
Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. This time I picked the subject. Hopefully, Joe will have something to read on it to just enlighten you a little bit before we start getting the conversation. But it's basically, Erdogan from Turkey, you know, vows to block Sweden's NATO bid, you know, and that's basically the topic. You want to read a little bit about that, Joe?
Yeah. So it says
the Turkish president Erdogan, yeah, by the way,
this is from,
can I give you his whole name?
Yes.
Recep, yes. Which I call him Reese's peanut butter cups. Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Go ahead.
Very complex. Yes. Geez. So Swedish and Finnish hopes of quickly joining NATO have run into an obstacle in the form of objections by Turkey, which holds veto power over accession to the military alliance. The three nations reached an agreement on how to proceed in Madrid last June, but the Turkish president has said Sweden in particular is not keeping its side of the bargain. This week, he postponed accession talks indefinitely. Okay, so why does Turkey object to Swedish and Finnish membership? Turkey says Sweden in particular harbors what Ankara says are militants from the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, which took up arms against the Turkish state in 1984. The PKK is designated a terrorist group in Turkey, Sweden, the U.S., and Europe. Turkey wants Stockholm and Helsinki to take a tougher line against the PKK, and another group blames it for a 2016 coup attempt. In Madrid, Finland, and Sweden, they've agreed to work harder to fight terrorism, including intensifying work on the extradition and deportation of suspected militants. But Sweden's courts have blocked some expulsions. The tensions have also been heightened by protests in Stockholm, which Ankara says are hate crimes, but they are covered by Swedish free speech laws. Sweden has addressed many of Turkey's concerns and will continue to implement them, but it's clear right now that's not enough, says Paul Levin, director of the Institute for Turkish Studies at Stockholm University. You want to continue? Okay.
Yeah, I want to continue here. So Erdogan is kind of like a, he's part of NATO, but he's kind of an outlier because he's not like a friendly neighbor, you know.
But so we need him for strategic purposes, right, and also to break up that relationship with Russia. Go ahead.
Right. And he was kind of like pro, like he kind of like helped the Russians kind of in their thing, their issue with Syria. And so, so it's like it's been shady.
He plays both sides,
Plays both sides, right? So what happened is there's a lot of Islamic, population in Turkey, right? A lot. And what happened was like Sweden has different like free speech laws than Turkey does. And Turkey's basically look at these guys saying, okay, well, we're going to make you part of NATO and like kind of be an ally, but they allowed. There's this guy. He's kind of like I want to call him like kind of like a troll protester. He's a Danish guy that has Swedish citizenship too. This guy's name is Rasmus Paludan, and he's kind of Islamophobic, kind of racist, protesters. Like so basically they allowed, because they have different free speech laws, they allowed this guy, this Paludan guy, to burn Qurans in front of the Turkish embassy in Sweden. And it's like, Erdogan's going like, basically, he's kind of like Erdogan's like a Trump guy. Like Trump and Erdogan got along, kind of like those old school, older guys, like, hey, stuff for anything. Bro, he basically said, F you guys. Right. If you're going to disrespect our, the deal's off.
I'm not saying that. That's basically the stance he's taking right now. And Finland and Sweden are kind of looking at each other going like, you know, what are we doing here? It's like, it's kind of like confusing because like they thought this was a done deal, but because they're saying, well, we have different free speech laws and stuff, and we allow this demonstration. And Erdogan's basically saying, sticking his middle finger at these guys and saying, F you, you know, we're not going to back your, we're not going to back you in NATO. And that's kind of like where they are right now, Cody. And so, like, you got more to add to this?
Yeah, so basically, and I don't want to get too much into the Kurds, but the Kurds to the Turkish are like a terrorist group.
Right.
You know, and they're kind of the Iranian.
They're actually like, they consider them a terrorist organization, the PKK. It's like, it's kind of like Hamas.
Right.
And like they're a political organization, but like everybody, well, these guys are terrorists. You know, they attack people, you know, and something. So like, yeah, so go ahead.
Right. And they also have like autonomous regions in Iraq and Syria. And there's a lot of them. There's like over 40 million of them. But anyway, the Kurds are a conversation for another day. Okay. But there's a lot of heat between both of them. So basically it's this like right, far, you know, alternate right Swedish politician burned a copy of the Quran, right? Mm-hmm. Then a pro-Kurdish group hung like an effigy of the Turkish president, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups Erdogan, right? And so, you know, Erdogan got mad and his exact quote was, because I wrote a couple quotes, was Sweden should not expect support from us from NATO, okay? And you know, as a full member, Turkey, just for those of you that don't know, can veto Sweden's application to join the alliance. All right? Right. So the Swedish government comes out and they're like, hey, we approved Saturday's protest because we allow free speech. We're not down with the book burning thing. Right. And then here's a quote from Sweden. It says, let me see, where is it? Oh, Sweden has a far-reaching freedom of expression, but listen to this, but it does not imply that the Swedish government or myself support the opinions expressed, said the foreign minister, Tobias Billström. Okay, fair enough. So, you know, Mr. Erdogan says, it is clear that those who have caused such a disgrace in front of our country's embassy can no longer expect any benevolence from us regarding their application, right?
Conan, I have a question for you.
What it do, boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, well, that Athletic Greens is a fantastic product. Athletes use this. Basically, what Athletic Greens is, it's all of your nutrients all in one nutritional drink. I started taking Athletic Greens because I take, like, you know, when you take vitamins, I have like 9 bottles of vitamins that I take. And it's just a complete pain in the ass. Like, go, you know, having to open them and pour them every day and everything. But with Athletic Greens, it's just a powder. You put it in, you can shake it. You can mix it with protein drinks. You can mix it with juice. You can mix it with water. You can take it before your workouts. You can take it in the morning. You can take it after your workouts. It's comprehensive health and the power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. So I take mine usually after I work out. And athletes are just all in on this. You know, they have one thing in common with athletes. They take care of their bodies. And a huge part of that starts with, you know, whole body health. And they take AG1. And that's why I'm a huge fan of that. It has 75 high-quality ingredients that gives you daily nutrients and long-term gut health support. That's the best thing about this is that it helps your digestive process. If you're having bad digestion or, you know, you're going to the bathroom, it doesn't look good, you know, Athletic Greens, you know, puts us in the right direction.
Or if you're feeling backed up and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, and all of this for just less than $3 a day. How great is that? It's an effective daily habit with the highest quality source ingredients. It's a win-win. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need for your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan, KONNAN. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/Conan. Check it out.
Yo, so check it out. It helps hydrate the body. It's packed with vitamins and minerals. It boosts your immune system. It has so many benefits. As you know, we're big on wellness here. And bro, like, your body needs like 11 elements, but only 6 of them like are the most important one, which is like oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus. And this is packed with everything that you need. You don't have to go and cut, you know, fruits or vegetables or anything like that. All these minerals and vitamins and everything that you need to maintain good health and one drink. It don't get better than that. I drink this every day. Disco was drinking it before I was. You know, he swears by it. So, you know, stay in shape and stay healthy. Get your Athletic Greens. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Well, let me say something, because here's this is kind of like, you know, and you don't want to get in this thing of like you think like, oh, you're Russian agent and stuff and thing. But like, if you ever try to like take the side of like, you know, OK, Russia has some legitimate claims here. Right now, Russia, the whole thing with Ukraine and NATO and Sweden and Finland thing, bro, Russia doesn't want to be bordered by NATO.
Right.
OK, because they look at that as, you know, okay, you want, well, why are you,
right, you're surrounding us,
you're coming closer to us now, you're on our border. And it's like they've always looked at Finland and Sweden and Ukraine and stuff and they're like, okay, you know, we have that buffer in between us and Europe, you know, with these countries, right? But now all these countries are basically saying that like, okay, we want to join NATO because, right, Russia attacked UK, they right. But so we want to join our European neighbors. But, and this could be, you know, a way like, you know, Erdogan and Putin are kind of like the way Trump and Putin were. Not adversaries, kind of like more friendly adversaries. Like they want to be on good terms. And I would not doubt if Putin and Erdogan have had these conversations, like, bro, you can use this like to like, hey, just say, you know, with the Sweden, use this as a red line that Sweden and Finland, you know, can't join NATO. Well, right. Like they're kind of like, you know, being like use this together, like, and that's the thing, because Erdogan is not, you know, he's part of NATO, but he's had a lot of heat with NATO over the years.
Yeah, but he also has veto power. But and
exactly,
here's the thing:
he's part of NATO, right?
Right. So Sweden, just so for those of you, I just want to reiterate: Sweden and Finland, they applied to join NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine because they were like, "Fuck, we could be next, and we need help." Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Here's the quote that I was looking for. NATO Secretary General John Stoltenberg said that freedom of expression was a precious commodity in NATO countries and that these acts, while inappropriate, were not automatically legal. I agree with all of this. But the problem is Turkey, which is a Muslim country, and you know how they take religion super serious.
Oh, they killed, you know, the cartoonists and stuff.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, yeah,
Charlie Hebdo. Right. They denounced the Swedish government decision to allow the protests as completely unacceptable and that they didn't do enough. Okay. Erdogan said no one has the right to humiliate the saints. And here's the problem, bro. And it boils down to this. Muslims take religion a lot more seriously than we do. Okay. And that's a huge problem, especially in the United States, where like, and I read this, where like in the 70s, listen to this,
we were 95% secular, okay? And now it's becoming less and less, and then I got another figure to back that up.
I think it's like 43%.
Yeah, and bro, I looked this up. The United States is also credited with being the first secular nation, not only in the West, but in the entire world, okay? And the First Amendment is basically based on freedom of religion, but we're becoming less religious.
Yes, less religious. Way less religious.
Right. So listen to this. The Pew Research Center, which we've all heard of, projects that Christians will make up less than half of the American population by 2070. Okay. And so that's right now it's 64%. Okay. And it was 91% in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right. Because I just kind of think, and this is just me talking, I just think that a lot of people have realized this, you know, religion, a lot of people, I know, I look at it this way, it's just like a fucking scam and they don't believe in it anymore, you know?
I disagree a little bit. I think what's happened is religion has become, you know, because then this has happened recently. It's like religion is disappearing like on a year-to-year basis, like drastically, right? I think that people, because politics is becoming the predominant thing and it's polarized between right and left, that I think religion is looked at as a right-wing kind of like genre. And so I think people are kind of like just disavowing religion because there's so many people on the right wing that are religious. And it's like I think the polarization of that is becoming kind of like, you know, it's weird too. It's like, bro, it's like it used to be, you know, like with religion and stuff or thing. Like religion was not in this country for years was not like free speech advocacy. You know, you couldn't really. They didn't want you like if you were anti-religion, people wanted you canceled. They wanted you.
They were super against the gays. Remember,
super against
Anita Bryan and all that.
They want to tell you how to live your life. You know, like here are the rules to life. Our religious
rules. And then they were all getting busted for doing all the things they said you shouldn't do. Right. All these preachers, right-wing preachers and all these politicians.
But what's happened now is it's kind of like the whole thing of like the cancel culture of the religious right has been taken over by the left. Like they become the cancel culture advocates, which have kind of like moved the religious right kind of away from it and like kind of dissipated the religious right. It's kind of like the religious right's almost been canceled
that when you read the Bible and you try to take it literally, you're like, really? Okay, so really they got two pairs of animals on some ark and the whole world was flooded. And one day when they were trying to build the Tower of Babel, God got mad. He's supposed to be this nice guy, you know. Everybody was now speaking different languages. The first four people on earth, you know, Cain and
Abel
and Adam and Eve, the two of them, Adam and Eve, listened to some snake and disobeyed God's orders. And one brother killed the other brother, you know. Yeah. And how did we get – what color were there? How did we get black and red from four people that were probably the same color?
And who was Cain sleeping with? His mother? I don't understand.
So you're thinking all these things is just things to control the population. For some people, it's good because it relaxes them and it gives them something to follow. But I just think to me, it's all a fucking scam. Well, that's just me.
Conan.
What it do?
End the old year with a new you and close it will give you the confidence to tackle those 2023 resolutions. Thanks to our new sponsor, True Classic. You'll have everything you need to hit the gym, take it slow, or treat yourself to something nice. Let's get snatched in 2023, and daddies, I'm talking to you. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men look great in their tees, and now you can save big while you do so. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the code K100 at trueclassic.com. True Classic will make you feel your best by accentuating the places that the eyes go to first, which is your body. And have you thought about upgrading your shirts? Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good to certain body types. That's why True Classic's team designed t-shirts to make the fellas of all sizes out there feel confident in their clothing. These tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. There's a desirable look to be achieved by every single body type. They give you the wide shoulder and tapered bottom look that we're all looking for, and the quality of the t-shirts are elite. From going to the gym to your first date, there's no better look than a fresh tee. I wear t-shirts all the time.
And True Classic offers other menswear as well. The True Classic Activewear line makes physical features more flattering, and their fabrics are engineered for high-intensity workouts. I'd pair an active shirt with their fleece or quick-dry shorts or a pair of their comfy joggers. They also just released new button-downs and chinos, which are perfect for a nice night out. And you can never go wrong with their classic comfort collection of ultra-soft tees, briefs, hoodies, and much more. And you know me, I'm a big hoodie guy. They have a pack builder on their site where you can customize the bundle you want and save even more. And for my big fellas out there, they have long options for the tall guys and up to triple XL. Now, True Classic also has a 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. That's great for you. The response to these tees are overwhelmingly positive, with over 200,000 five-star reviews. It's no wonder these t-shirts are quickly becoming men's go-to. So, dad bods, we got you covered. Rip bods, you know it. Your average Joe, that's you. Yes, sir. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with the code K100. That's 25% off with the code K100 plus free shipping on purchases over $100. New year, new me, and new tees thanks to True Classic at TrueClassic.com.
Bro, these are great. They're comfortable. You know, and like he said, they come in so many different styles. The one that I got, they have polos, they have V-necks, they have long sleeves. They got, you know what a Henley shirt is, D.I.?
Oh, Henley shirt?
Yeah.
No.
Those are the ones that have no collar, and they're kind of round, and they have buttons right here. And they have different colors. Very, very comfortable. And, you know, it does a real good job of accentuating your upper body. They're very, very comfortable, you know, and I highly recommend it. So, you know, get your attire on at True Classic Tees. Boom.
I think that the problem with like the religious right or like the hardcore religious people is that they look at the Bible and like these religious books as historical facts. I look at them as books that are telling stories to help people guide them through a good life. Because most of the lessons taught in the Bible is different. Like, you know, like look at the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not cover their neighbor's wife. Thou shalt like basic, you know, rules for a decent person to follow. And it's like most of the Christians I know a lot of born again Christians, and they're pretty good people. You know, they don't cuss a lot. They don't like they're well mannered and stuff. Everything. But then you got like, you know, the people that like use religion and they don't really follow what they preach. You know, you don't practice what you preach. That's the biggest problem of religion these days, right? But like, you know, overall, it's like I don't look at like religion kind of like this in the hateful way that. Kind of like the like people that are not religious look at, like, oh, you know, you got to be an idiot to believe stuff like that. It's like, okay, well, you know, maybe I believe if you believe that the stories are true, but the lessons taught in the stories are still good. Like I look at some of the stories in the Bibles, like some of them are ridiculous, but some of them are pretty cut and dry. They're telling you a story. This is how you should act. Like this is a way to treat your neighbor and stuff. And it's like the lessons taught in religion are not bad.
That's the difference between reasonable Christians would say, like, oh, yeah, the Adam and Eve story or Noah's Ark or the Jonah and the whale.
Like a talking –
it's a fable to teach you something. But then
here's the other thing too.
Unreasonable Christians will go, no, the Bible says it. That's how it happened. And you go, all right, I can't talk to this person.
But know? But here's why I just I kind of like look at religion as like a big giant psyop, kind of like everything else with like politics and everything is, bro, it's based on – the premise of religion is based on fear. If you don't follow the principles that our religion lays out for you, when you're dead, you're going to burn in hell. And like when people think that, they just say like, oh my God, I don't want to burn in hell. You've been burnt before. Like you burn your finger on the stove. Oh my God, this massive. It's like, so wait, that's what's going to happen to me if I'm not a Christian?
Yeah, and not just fear.
So the premise
and if,
of yeah,
base, if you weren't right. baptized, you go to hell.
So to me, the concept of hell is kind of ridiculous that we're spreading the fear of burning in hell on people to get them to comply to the religion instead of just teaching the stories in the religions. Like that to me is like the deal breaker.
And how many indigenous cultures were slaughtered by the Christian missionaries so they would follow, you know, Christian ideology? That's not the way you get people. And the other thing is like you look at it and it's like, you know, Erdogan knows better. These are Western nations that have democratic principles, and he should not hold them accountable for what other people do. Right. You know what I'm saying? Look at Cena when he had to apologize to China. Remember?
Absolutely. you know?
You know, and it's almost like on our show, when people are like, oh, well, Billy said this and Billy said that. Okay, so if Billy goes and he shoots somebody, are we liable for that?
Right.
We're giving him a platform to say what he wants. If you don't like what he says on Twitter, don't follow him. I don't follow him.
Yeah.
Why are you going on there and getting mad and telling me about it? Did you see what he said? No, I didn't, because I don't follow him. I'm not trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? So let me just give you something that really caught my mind. And we're going to call this like extra innings. Guess what they're crossing across the border now besides drugs and immigrants?
What?
Eggs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, bro. Because eggs are like cigarettes. Eggs are like cigarettes now.
A carton of eggs. What, like dirty eggs in Ciudad Juarez cost $3.40.
Okay,
in the United States it's $18.
Yeah, well, because the avian flu knocked out like 60,000, like 60 million chickens.
Right,
all the chickens got all the chickens caught a pandemic. There was a chicken pandemic.
Right,
so all the chickens died. And it was hysterical because, bro, I actually took a picture of this. I think. I never posted it though, but I was in I was in Whole Foods, and the egg section was empty.
Right.
There wasn't one single carton of eggs in the egg section.
Right.
And I was like, "What the? I'm like, what's going on here? Like, our economy's great." I'm like, "Then finally, Smith, the new grocery store, I guess organic eggs are back in circulation now because like all they had were the regular eggs,
right?
And like not many of them. Now they had the organic. I guess the avian flu pandemic amongst the chickens is like kind of like.
And it isn't cartels. It's just normal people,
right?
And the problem is that, and this is a quote from Jennifer De La O, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Okay, she goes, as a reminder, uncooked eggs are prohibited entry from Mexico into the United States. Okay. Due to the risk of bird flu and Newcastle disease within Mexico. And here's another thing. Last year, eggs were 59.9 more expensive than December than a year earlier.
Yeah.
And then I read this thing where this guy puts, oh, you guys really believe it that there's an avian bird flu thing? It's all bullshit so they can raise the prices. And then I read in another place they're slaughtering all these chickens because there is a fucking disease going around. Yeah. That's what's so tough about the news these days, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Well, did you see there's a report recently that drove Joe Rogan nuts? And, you know, people, we could tie this into the COVID vaccine, you know, rumors and all that. But all of a sudden, there's a report that says scientists now warn that eggs are causing thousands of people to, quote, suddenly form blood clots. Oh, you know, geez. And Rogan goes, this is either some black belt level trolling or the AI is starting to fuck with us.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Something weird about that. These researchers say it's eggs that's the problem, even though most folks don't get remotely enough. These smarty pants insist it'll turn your arteries into a mile-long Twizzler. Right.
Dude, we've been eating eggs since we were born.
Yeah, so why are the scientists reporting this all of a sudden?
Because it's fucking, to me, it's clickbait. You go in there, you click, somebody's monetizing this.
Right.
You know, just like the COVID thing. You know how much money the government and pharma made off of this shit?
Yeah. It's a disgrace. All right,
that's been our K100 talks.
Oh, wait, before we close up talks, since Billy hasn't showed up yet, you know, I didn't come on a couple of days ago because I wasn't feeling well. And, you know, you guys have been a little softer with me. So I wanted to get some heat and bring it back to normal. Are you sure that on K100 Talks, we don't want to talk about the DeMar Hamlin clone that was at the Bills game on Sunday?
It's not true. Bro, just because they couldn't.
That's why you never picked the topics.
Yeah, just because they couldn't. Just because he had a hoodie and glass on, I mean, true. But, like, bro, you had Josh Allen on afterwards.
I know,
like, dude,
I know.
Come on. The guy was in the locker room. Just everybody's shooting the story down. It's like enough credible people. Like,
yeah,
they couldn't
be
that good of actors. It's like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't know.
It's a fun rabbit hole on Twitter, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, of course it is. Because everybody's a conspiracy theorist. So, all right, that's been K100 Talks.
Right. If you got any questions, comments, opinions, or anything, hit us up at K100questions@gmail.com. This has been K100 Talks. Boom.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.